Good morning, everybody. I beg your pardon. Welcome to the second day of the AWID Forum, and to what I hope will be a really provocative and interesting plenary, making our movement stronger, a look inside. My name is Jessica Horn. I'm a member of the African Feminist Forum, and I'm also on the International Planning Committee of the AWID Forum. So I welcome all of you. And welcome also in particular to a dynamic set of speakers and presenters, and also to our guest poet, who's also going to give a creative intervention in the middle of our plenary. I think very often in our activism, we focus on what I'd call the politics of the outcomes, right? We focus a lot on envisioning the world we want to see and thinking about the world outside. But the truth of the matter is that patriarchy has been around for generations, and it's going to take generations to overthrow. And that also our victories are often few and far between or over the long term. Sometimes you may not even see the victory that you're looking for in your own lifetime, or you might see a victory that you've won being reversed. Yeah? So in this plenary, what we're trying to do is to focus attention to what I'd call the politics of the process. And that is the question of how do we wage the struggle for women's rights and women's freedom? So it's the politics of the process. And I think globally we're starting to realize that the work of women's rights is really taking a toll on women's rights activists themselves. And it's only now in the past 5 years that we really have big campaigns that are looking at issues like the safety and security of women human rights defenders, the well-being of activists. And it's interesting because the feminist mantra is that the personal is political. And yet very often in our political practice, we actually fail to re-engage and encounter the personal. So what we're going to be doing here today through a range of different perspectives on a range of different issues around feminist activism and movements is to look through and engage some of those questions of the politics of the process. So I would welcome you, encourage you to walk with us. I heard someone once say that being critical is the most important part of being loyal. So what we're hoping to do is to engage in a form of critique that is actually an act of love and an act of loyalty as part of really trying to make the work that we do and the politics of our own processes better. So without further ado, I would like to invite the first speaker to come to the podium. And just so that you are an informed and enabled audience, we will have presentations, we'll have poetry, and then if we have time at the end, we'll have a moderated discussion. So Sanushka, if I can welcome you. Sanushka Modlia is the manager of AWID's Young Feminist Activism Program. And she is a veteran activist. She is. She's worked a long time on these issues, even if she's young. Who previously worked in Cambodia with Women's Agenda for Change, which is a local women's NGO supporting young feminists organizing in the garment and sex industries, and also building youth networks with international youth partnerships. And with Nadine, who spoke on the plenary yesterday, she's also working on developing a young feminist fund, which is actually looking at supporting young feminist activism in the ways that young feminists need to enable them to do their work. And in this presentation, she's going to talk about the internal dynamics of our movements when it comes to age and intergenerational relationships. So I'll welcome her to the stage now.